You are now tuned in to DAR Sports Media. We are here on Football Friday, here to cover other things that have happened in the NFL offseason and the draft storylines. The beginning of our NFL draft coverage. We are excited as hell to start bringing this in for you guys. One of my favorite times of the year, NFL draft coverage. Riding with me tonight so far, we got Tay, we got the True God, we got Sean Don, Sean D, finally showing his face. He thinks things have cooled off, that we forgot about what was going on with the Panthers. But Sean, I was very complimentary of the Panthers on our last Football Friday, so I'm just saying. We're here, though, with draft storylines. And earlier today, there was a spirited conversation about what is going on with our leadoff topic. Of course, it has to be the Chicago Bears, a team that did finally tip their hand, that did move Justin Fields for a hilariously low final price of a sixth-round pick, conditional fourth-round pick. But I don't think those conditions are going to be reached because I think Russell Wilson's going to be the starter. So it looks like the Bears are indeed going number one with a quarterback. I think everybody here is assuming it's going to be Caleb Williams. I'm not 100% sure.
Really?
I'm not 100% sure if that's the right thing to do. But it's what it's looking like. I just think it is wild to watch them do the things they should have been doing to ensure the success of Justin Fields all along. Instead, they sat around and did fucking nothing to help him pretty much every offseason he was there. In fact, they actively impeded his progression by firing and hiring new offensive coordinators every fucking season, which is tried and true. The number one way, other than bad pass protection, to fuck up a quarterback's development is to have them switch in offensive coordinators every year. They did everything in their power to destroy this guy's progression. Now, it's not me saying that I think Justin Fields will be a world beater. There's some pretty staggering stats about him creating negative plays. You know, I really hate to say cliche things like, processing ability, but there's literally metrics that track that he holds onto the ball much, much longer than most quarterbacks. He is by a country fucking mile the all time league leader in negative plays. Whoever the fuck's eating a power bar, it's very fucking loud. All time leader in negative plays. As far as interception, the percentage of dropbacks that he had that resulted in an interception or a sack. So I'm not saying that Justin Fields would have ended up being Peyton Manning with Michael Vick speed. But what I am saying is the Bears did fuck all to help him, and they actively did things that would fuck up his progression. So, which, by the way, the power bar is fine, because if you guys ever listen to Field Yates and Mel Kiper Jr. draft podcast, these motherfuckers are like mixing up fucking milkshakes in this goddamn studio every fucking time they record or something. It drives me fucking insane. But it puts us right there with the industry standard. Tay, it looks like you feel pretty confident about Caleb Williams. I don't know if I'll share my key. I don't know if I'll wait to give my deep dive on that prospect until we get to our positional coverage of the draft going forward. I will just say I'm not particularly interested or impressed by any of the quarterbacks in this class. And I would not be betting my farm on Caleb Williams at all. And I was saying this stuff back in October. I could see same shit. Holds the ball too long. Gets too greedy way too often. Every single time they played in a big boy game, against big boy opponents and said, hey, can you just go be normal? It's that meme with, you know, the mom screaming at the kid, just be normal. Whenever they asked him, hey, can you just go out there and run the offense and play the game like a fucking veteran quarterback that you're supposed to be and win us this big game, he could not do it. Could not do it. His numbers against top 10 competition are fucking terrible. His record against top 10 competition are fucking terrible. He is a front runner. When they're playing teams that are much less physically capable than them, much less athletically gifted than them, he can run around, do whatever he wants, play completely undisciplined football, and nobody makes him pay for it. When they played against the big teams, they made him pay for it. And that's why his numbers are shit and his win-loss record against those teams are shit. That's my eval. But we're here to talk about what the Bears are going to do. And Tay, you feel strongly that the Bears are going Caleb Williams, number one overall.
Of course. No brainer. They'd be dumb not to. Like, when there was some noise a few months back about the Commanders trading on pick one, people like, you know, stuff like that. I thought that was dumb. I mean, if I'm the Bears, I wouldn't do that. And I trust their GM. I honestly like their GM. That'd be dumb to hold on to Justin Fields for another year. Justin Fields isn't good. Like, he's not good. He wasn't good in Chicago. He's not going to be good in Pittsburgh. That's just what it is. You know, that's okay. Every quarterback's not meant to be good. Justin Fields wasn't good. So they're doing the right thing. Moving on. This roster is great. Their offensive line, they've been drafting O-line. I think the offensive line was like the back end of top 10, maybe 10, 11-ish. Weren't bad. Definitely weren't bad. This receiving duo is at the top of the list. Like, not number one, but they're at the, they can compete with anyone else. They got a three-headed monster, Khalil Herbert. You got Roschon Johnson, just signed DeAndre Swift. Like, they have no holes in offense at all. Like, it don't even have to be Caleb Williams. It's going to be Caleb Williams, obviously. But I think with this roster, this is a great situation. Like what I was saying about the Vikings last week. As a rookie quarterback, this is where I would want to go. Defense, the defense started playing good once they traded for Montez Sweat. They finally got a pass rusher. Yep. You know, they got a great corner duo, Tyreek Stevenson. They brought Jalen Johnson back. They have no holes. Like, they don't have many, but I think they have four draft picks next season. Or in this draft, they got two firsts, third and a fourth, something like that. They don't have much picks to really work with. And that's okay. They have two top 10 picks. That means more than anything to me. You know, they take Caleb Williams at one. They can do whatever they want with pick nine. They can literally draft whatever they want. Like, some people are saying receiver. They can go edge rusher and just make the pass rush elite. They could go D tackle. They could go, they want three corners. They can go, like, they can do whatever they want with this pick. Like, they're so set. The roster is so set. There's no way for really any quarterback to fill in the situation. And with a guy like Caleb Williams, I think this is the perfect situation for him. NFL receivers on the same page as him, you know, two different kind of receivers at that. Like, the team that can run the ball, they were very good running the ball last year. They didn't really need to bring DeAndre Swift. Honestly, that's overkill to me. I mean, bring them in, because why not? They got the money for it. So this team is pretty good. Like, this is a playoff team to me in my book.
So you have no concern. That's kind of where some of the conversation happened earlier. You have no concern about the comments from their roster that maybe they're concerned about bringing in Caleb Williams and the extra stuff that come with them so far.
No, I don't think that really means anything. Like, they're saying what they're supposed to say. Like, they're not supposed to be like, I don't want to say that, but they're saying what they're supposed to say. They're supposed to, like, you know, like, he gotta perform well to do this, whatnot. Yeah, he shouldn't come in and just be the guy. This is a good roster. only the only case where a rookie quarterback comes in and is just leader day one is when the roster's terrible. Like the Patriots, a quarterback goes there, that's their team. Ain't there is no vet, there is no guys like. But this Bears team is good. This Bears, he got Keenan Allen, they got DJ Moore, they got other leaders on the team already. And then he would have to then play and then earn it. So yes, I didn't understand that. Like these are all pros telling him that. Like the kicker's not telling him that. These are all pro guys. Like people have been doing this for years and years and years, telling him, yeah, he got to earn it, which is fine. Like that's what he's supposed to do. You know, like these aren't bums telling him he has to earn it, because he does have to earn it. This isn't a bad roster at all. Like no one can tell me anything bad with this roster whatsoever. It's pretty good. I don't know. It's early with the right quarterback. This is the championship roster. I'll go there with the right guy, with the right quarterback. If Caleb Williams pans out as a generational prospect, like what I think, this is the championship roster. Not this season. But 2 years down the road, this is a championship roster for sure.
True is choking over there. He is.
I was eating my snack for the day, but I was also listening to Tay, which is a rarity for me.
And then he showed you why.
Yeah, I mean, so. I'm glad he cleaned it up at the end. Said obviously a championship roster like a couple years from now. With the way the NFC set up, I mean, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple years down the line. It depends on obviously development and growth of Caleb Williams. I mean, I think it's obvious that they're setting up to take Caleb Williams at number one. I've watched Caleb. I don't hate obviously what he does. I think he was talented. You know, a couple of my boys bet on him, you know, on his team. And they were on a streak for a while. So obviously, like Eric pointed out, sometimes he would go against more physical teams and he would struggle. So, you know, the situation for me is you just got to see how he adjusts to the NFL, see how it goes. You know, that physicality is going to be there even more in the NFL than it was in college. So you just got to see how he adjusts. I don't know what the ceiling is for that Bears team, because once again, it's all about how it gels together and how it flows together. You got DJ Moore, you got Keenan Allen. Those are two great options to start your career off tossing the two. But you know, you got DeAndre Swift. You know, have DeAndre Swift in the backfield as well. You got some great offensive options. I think you know Chicago has a pretty solid defense here and there. But I think. To me, the comments made, I just feel like if the team is all on one accord, you would be like, yeah, you know, you got to see what he does. But, you know, if that's going to be our quarterback, I'm behind him 100%. We're going to push him to be even better and push him to get to the next level. And that's what you want your vets to say. Your vets should, like, this whole thing in sports with vets are like, well, I don't know, man. You know, he ain't going to come in here and run the team. It's like, that's not what the mission should be. The mission should be, okay, this is where the team is going. This is going to be the guy. You know, maybe some of them, you know, some of those guys were disappointed that they got rid of Justin Fields. That's also a possibility too. You know, quarterback is obviously the most important player on your offense. So you want to make sure that the team is fully behind the person that's going to be leading the offense, game managers, as some would like to call it. So I think, you know, as good as Caleb Williams is, we don't know for a fact what his ceiling is. And I think, you're not going to obviously see it in his rookie season, but there's something there for me where I felt like if the team doesn't welcome him, cause he is a different guy, a little different kid. So, you know, maybe he's not as welcome in that locker room as maybe a Justin Fields or somebody else. So you really don't know. Like I said, you know, the football is one of those sports in general where like, you know, egos, play a role in it, and you know, you don't know how people's personalities rub off, or you don't know how many people when you go out there on that field, if maybe the O-line has issues, communication issues with him, you don't know yet. And I think that's why for me, I said you just got to watch it play out, because I don't know for sure that everything is going to be smooth sailing from jump. And I mean, you know, camp is a ways away, so We don't really know yet how that's going to go, but I will say the one good thing, I think I seen Keenan Allen supporting him sometime last week. I think I saw, can't remember exactly.
It was like 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
That's only 2 days ago?
At the pro day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like I feel like it was last week.
No, it was like 2 days ago.
This week is a blur for me.
I to say, when you're dealing with grown folks' business, 2 days ago feels like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is basically it. But yeah, I mean, that right there, being at his pro day, that shows some support, you know. And I think, you know, I think Tay called Keenan Allen old like a couple weeks ago. So
he is old. Now he's,
yeah, but you hyping him up when you're talking about the Bears. So yeah, whatever.
I'm hyping up Taylor Williams. This doesn't work without Caleb Williams. Okay. I'm hyping up Caleb Williams, I'm not hyping up Keenan Allen. He's a part of it, yes, but
Keenan Allen had a good season. He had a good. Well, I don't think he had a good season last
DJ
season.
Moore is the best receiver on the team.
Well, I think DJ Moore is great, yeah, for sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the connection I'm more worried about and more looking forward to.
A rough and ready crew, God damn.
But yeah, like I said, you know, I don't see the Bears being I don't know, just don't see him being like a true contender at this moment or anytime soon. But it, you know, anything could change, man. As I say, anything could change, you never know. You know, halfway through the season we'll obviously know what their, you know, what their focus is and how well they're doing. I think also another thing is important is internally, what is your goal as a team? Because, you know, teams that have rookie quarterbacks and start off, your goal is never to like, oh, let's win championship this year. Like, even though people will say that, you know, when they do like the media, that's not what your goal really is. Your goal is like, do we want 8 to 9 wins this year? Are we going to get, you know, we're trying to win a division at least, or get to the wild card? Like, that's what you need to sit down as a team and figure out what's our goal. Like, obviously the main goal is always like, oh, let's win a championship. But you know, realistically, you're probably not going to
fucking work. I don't know if that's, you know, a team showed us that it could have been done. They didn't quite do it, but, you know, I think that everybody thinks that the 49ers, Brock Purdy's rookie year, would have had a shot of winning the whole thing. So I don't know if you have to do that anymore, especially if you're talking about a generational talent, like people are saying. Sean, you wanted to jump on just quickly to talk this Caleb Williams topic out. What do you got for us, boss?
Man, basically, I think he's I think he is generational, talent wise, but on the field, I don't really see it personally. You know, he's in the Pac-12, and I don't think he won 10 games once. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think he was like 9-4, a couple of years in a row.
You could have made a fortune betting the fucking spread on against them. You know how I know? Because I always bet for them, and they never fucking cover.
So it's like I think he's going through the things where everybody's looking for the next Patrick Mahomes, just like how everybody was looking for the next Steph Curry once he blew up. But it's like he's basically doing what Mahomes did at Texas Tech. You know, he'll put up, you know, decent numbers, good numbers, win you like 8-9 games. But I think where Chicago failed him is not giving him a veteran quarterback to sit behind for a season. Granted, you don't want your number one overall pick riding the bench the first year. But it's like you need that vet where if he struggles and you kind of want to make the playoffs with a talented roster, like Tay says they have, you'll want somebody like a, I don't want to say Sam Darnold, but, you know, not somebody too good, but not somebody too shitty either, if I can say that. But I have to disagree with Tay. They're not going to be close to winning the division this year. They're going to be third. Fourth depends on what Minnesota does, because you still have Detroit, still have Green Bay. And I think that's what's also going to hurt him in the long run on is how well he does against Green Bay. That's looking like Jordan Love's division for the next 3 or 4 years. So if you want the Caleb Williams, oh man, you know, his first 2 or 3 years is going to be kind of ugly. So after that fourth year, it's kind of like, all right, what you see, what you got so far. You're going to get USC Caleb Williams, where it's like, okay, you know, he'll make some spectacular plays. You know, he'll keep you in the game, but it doesn't translate into wins. Or are you going to get somebody that's generational, like everybody's saying? I personally don't see it at all with Caleb Williams.
Nope. Hold up, son. Same.
I really don't see it. I feel like he'll be something like a, I don't want to say Kirk Cousins, but somebody in that tier. You know, he'll get you 7, 8, 9 wins. Might even get you a playoff run or two. But he's not going to lead you to no Super Bowl or no NFC Championship. Kirk Cousins? That's me personally. I mean, Kirk Cousins not bad.
Tay, what has Caleb Williams ever won?
I don't care about that. Like, that, I was literally... Right, let's go down. Think about all the quarterbacks.
Because they say he about what he won. That's right, hilarious.
Most of the quarterbacks in the NFL now have done nothing in college. Josh Allen was terrible. And X, true, you know, says, of all people, we thought he was going to be terrible. I know you remember that. 51 completion percentage. He sucked. Mahomes wasn't a winner. Joe Burrow won. Cool. Jalen Hurts got a spot took by Tua. Tua sucks. Justin Herbert threw swing passes his whole career. All these quarterbacks don't do anything, but Caleb Williams, he
said, we just got to,
everybody sucks in Tay's world. Everybody sucks in Tay's world. Like, everybody sucks.
But listen, bro, listen. Jalen Hurts won a national championship. Did Jalen Hurts not win a national championship?
Who?
Jalen Hurts won a national championship as a starter.
No, he didn't. No. Tua won a national championship. No, don't do that. Tua won the national championship. Do not do that. Hurts. Tua sent him to Oklahoma. Don't do that. He did not win that. He got his
spot. Did he make the playoffs at Oklahoma?
I don't know. That's not winning. Winning? I think
I don't think he won a bowl game.
He didn't win a bowl game. He didn't win the conference.
There's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that.
And then I noticed you said Josh Allen.
Bunch of them, like Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's career didn't take over until Diggs came over.
College. I remember he was horrible. It's because he was on completion percentage. That's terrible. Always do this. I could throw better than that.
We're gonna sit here and talk for 10 minutes about what Josh Allen was in college. I don't give a fuck. We're not talking about Josh Allen. We're talking about Caleb Williams.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. You don't have to be good in college. See him
lock in against more physical, more athletically talented teams. And I'm like, oh, cool. So what we got to do is see him do something that we've never fucking seen him do before because he wasn't able to do it in college.
You just got to see it through. That's all it is. You got to see it through.
Let me ask you this, because y'all seem like...
But the NFL's different. That's the thing. Like, you don't automatically be like, oh, I'm a beast in college, and you just automatically come over and it just click like that.
Some guys do, but some guys don't.
Some guys be good in college and be trash in the league.
That's the thing. He was only a beast against athletically inferior teams. He's not going against any athletically inferior teams in the NFL.
Yeah, but he has NFL wide receivers. He has NFL online. NFL online. Half them hit the receiving core was mid, defense was terrible. Now he has NFL. Don't do that. That defense was horrible.
Core was mid.
Hey, I wouldn't say it was all that good.
Hey, US,
Brandon Rice, Zachariah Branch was hurt the whole season. Brendan Rice is a fourth round receiver, and receiving core was not that good.
He's a fourth round receiver in the NFL draft. He's gonna play in the NFL.
He's probably gonna get 20 yards.
No, in college, if you're going to the NFL in the first four rounds, you're not fucking mid. And then he had Jordan Addison the year before that.
He did. He had Jordan Addison the year before that, which is fine. I don't think are any prospects good to y'all? Because
Is anybody good to you?
Yes, Caleb Williams is good. I'm saying it right now.
But
he's the best in the class by a lot.
But this class is not that great. If this class is good,
exactly. No, they're not.
This class is elite. Wow.
No.
This class is elite, bro. Do y'all watch football?
This class is not elite, bro.
Are you serious? This class is 15 receiver deep, 6 quarterback deep. Are you serious?
We're talking about the quarterback class.
We're talking about quarterback.
This quarterback class is not elite.
No, this draft class is fucking incredible. It's one of the primary reasons that I would not use a high pick on one of these quarterbacks, because I don't think this quarterback class is elite. Wow. Elsewhere, this draft is amazing. Defensive back, offensive line, receiver, like tons of depth at all these spots. Good pass rushers, like, oh, hell yes. But that's why I wouldn't go high on a quarterback, but we'll talk about that later. Jeff Axe has joined us since we started. Please bring some sense and calm to this conversation. The Bears, are they going with Caleb Williams? Should they go with Caleb Williams? Is that going to be successful?
Well, what's up, what's happening? I feel like, in all honesty, the Bears, they were a little unfair to Justin Fields. I understand it was 3 years, but they didn't really give him
I actually talked about that in the open. So we just watched them do all of the things for fucking Caleb Williams that they never fucking did for Justin Fields. That must fucking suck.
Yeah, I felt like he was too impatient with that. As far as Caleb Williams, I feel like he's very talented, but I'm going to agree with Tay as far as their defense being terrible. He had to put up over 40 points a game for them to have a chance in every single game. Like, their defense was horrendous.
Okay, so, but his numbers, his stats in the games against top 10 teams are shit.
Yeah, that doesn't
defense like, don't make him do that.
That doesn't matter though in the NFL. That doesn't necessarily matter. It doesn't. I was trying to give you examples and you hit me with the we're not talking about that guy. Like there's like 10 quarterbacks I named that they were not good in college and they're paying out in NFL right now. You got one on your team. Brock Purdy wasn't nice. No, don't do that. No, he wasn't.
He was the opposite. He was the quintessential, extremely productive, balling out of control in college, doesn't have the quote-unquote traits for the NFL. So, yeah, he did really well. He elevated that entire program in college.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't looked at as having
19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's terrible. That's not good
at all. On Iowa State, taking on the big boys in the Big 12?
That's like Daniel Jones. But go ahead.
But yeah, I feel like
can we make one pod not about Brock Purdy, please? I know True is ready.
You know I've been ready. Give a damn about no damn Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Caleb, he's gonna work out, in my opinion. I just feel like it's a little unfair that one of his teammates already is talking down on him, saying that I don't know. I guess like him saying he was gonna cuddle with his dog after a loss and going to his mom after a loss and painting his fingernails, that rubbed some guys the wrong way. So that's why he was talking about the Hollywood diva stuff. Like, that's kind of weird, like, before he's even drafted. And somebody, I think it was RG3, if I'm not mistaken, suggested that Caleb should pull an Eli Manning and demand a trade somewhere else. I don't think he can get away with that as a black quarterback. But it'll be interesting if he does do that, but I think the Bears are going to take him anyway. They already traded Justin Fields. So I think they're all in on it.
That would be such a minefield of bad faith fucking arguments. Because in my opinion, he couldn't pull that because I just don't think he's that good. And I think other scouting departments have evaluated that. But also you could not blame people for being skeptical for assuming that the quote-unquote character skin color thing plays into him not being able to also pull that off. So that would be there'd be some fucking discourse on that.
Already mad at him. He ain't want to give his health results to all the teams.
For different reasons, though, I called him a fucking moron because of that, but because of his reasoning. He says, well, 32 teams aren't going to have the chance to draft me. But you're fucking wrong, because 32 teams do have the chance to draft you, because anybody could pull off any trade that they want.
Right.
What are we doing here?
This quarterback class, I saw one thing. They was talking about, like, y'all are really interested in J.J. McCartney.
No, I'm good.
Well, that's no. That's good that you went there because I was like, okay, so next we're gonna cover what is sure to be not a contentious topic, which is the Commanders going number 2. What do you think they should do? Should they? And I still feel like this isn't out of the question, man. Do you think that they should, if they have the chance to, should they mortgage the future to swap with the Bears?
Yeah. Yeah. Generational prospect? Of course we should. Oh, but okay. But I honestly I don't think I believe in Bears GM. He's not that dumb. There's no way. If you like, you know Caleb Williams got it. You don't just trade that away.
I don't know if that's dumb though. If you think that either Jaden Daniels or Drake May have the opportunity to be a competent starter, fall between quarterback 10 and quarterback 15, and you can bank an extra first rounder to take that guy and still get a stud later on. Or you know what? Yeah, still get a stud later on.
You gotta shoot for the stud,
and you still get the number 9 pick as well. Like
they don't. Nah, that's
smart. That's a smart team building.
It's not the fucking team's already built. That's what I'm. It's already built. Like that's just overkill.
You could always be better.
Yeah, they're gonna be drafting like guys that are just sitting and they're never gonna play. They're gonna be wasting picks at that point. That's overkill. Like this is. They have just they have enough picks, the perfect amount of picks. Like you shoot for the stars. Caleb Williams has a top 3 ceiling. I remember y'all were saying, "Oh, we don't know his ceiling." He has a top 3 ceiling. He has a top 3 like NFL quarterback ceiling. I don't know about being better than Patrick Mahomes. He could be right there with Josh Allen for sure. He has a top 3 ceiling. Shoot for the stars. You don't take a game manager when you could potentially get a game changer. Yeah. They should just take Caleb Williams. They should. But they're not trading that pick. There's no way they trade that pick. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
y'all better take Jaden Daniels, man. Like,
yeah, okay. So let's go with it. Who, well, I think I know a possible home for McCarthy, but we're about to get to that next. Who should the Commanders take their Taze takes?
We should take Jaden Daniels. I think I'm pretty set on Jaden Daniels, just because of the dual threat ability. He's kind of shaky. Like he had an elite college season, which doesn't really move me. Like I'm not that kind of person.
He had one elite college.
Yeah, he season. Did. He had one. That's true. I'm glad you said
with
that.
All time amazing weapons, including a guy whose catch and run is one of the best we've seen out of a prospect. Ever. Mm-hmm. He's probably top 10 as far as pre-draft prospect. This guy gets the ball in his hands and he's explosive in Malik Nabers. Yeah. So I have my concerns that. About Jaden Daniels.
You're right about that. He's either dump off or deep ball with him. I think 9% of his passes were intermediate. For those who don't know what intermediate is, that's in between 10 and 20 yards. That kind of bothers me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. When I found that out, that does bother me. Mm. Him taking hits and him and his frame's a little skinny. He's a little lighter. That bothers me as well. I don't want another RG3 situation. Yes, I'm still scarred from that. I think about that every night before I go to sleep.
It was a Sam Howell situation too. Sam Howell was on the way to breaking the record for sacks.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want a situation like that. I think he can throw the ball. I don't think accuracy is that big of an issue. I want to see the intermediate being hit a lot more. We have intermediate receivers, so like it just makes sense to go that route. I think Jaden Daniels just has more boom effect to him. Like, you know, like shoot for the stars. Like I just said about the Bears. Like, you know,
so that answers my next question. Do you think there's any reason? Do you think the gulf between Jaden Daniels and the second tier, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, is wide enough that the Commanders should not consider trading down and getting one of them?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I definitely do. Because, like, say you get a Jaden Daniels-like season in the NFL, I think Bo Nix is, like, Bo Nix reminds you of Dak Prescott a lot. Like one of them kind of guys. Like
if you put everything around him, if you put everything around him and got a good system, he's gonna execute it. But
exactly, yeah. There's no like boom effect to him though. Like I don't see that's why I feel like Jaden because of his athletic ability. Like if Jaden Daniels doesn't run the ball, like you know if he didn't have that, then no, he would be with that. But his rushing ability puts him over them. That's That's why I would take him over all but Caleb Williams.
True thoughts on what the Commanders should do here at number two.
I'm gonna actually, just because I don't really care what they do too much. I'm gonna say Jaden Daniels probably is the best fit. I saw a couple of interesting names being thrown around, in mock drafts. But I'm gonna just say if they gotta take anybody, I would take. I think who did I see in a mock draft that they listed? Drake I thought May? Was funny. Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting too. But I say Jaden Daniels. I know there was talk about that. I think Eric brought it up. There was talk about the Commanders possibly trading up, and then I saw the Cardinals also possibly making trades for their pick too. So
we're gonna get to the Cardinals because there's a team that has positioned themselves specifically. Very much appears that they're going to possibly make a move to that Cardinals spot, but we're going to get to that in a minute.
It's just interesting. I don't know. It's kind of, I feel like it's a tough choice when you're number two, because like everybody already knows who they expect to go one, and so you've got to nail that second pick. Got to nail it. And for the Commanders, it's a slippery slope. I know Tay said he liked some of the moves they made so far this off season, but. This second pick is a very important pick. I would just say safe bet, like everybody else is kind of saying. Well, like Tay said, and I think Axe kind of alluded to a little bit, Jaden Daniels. Probably the smartest pick. Just because I'm not as sold on Drake, so
that's I'm not sold on none of them. So yeah. I think that they moved on kind of quick from Sam Howell. I think they could have got some value for this pick. But, you know, it depends on what people in that building, it depends on how strongly they feel about Jaden Daniels or they feel about Drake May. Like, if you genuinely feel like, no, this guy's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, then okay. But unless you feel, this is my philosophy, unless you feel 100% confident this guy is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, then don't reach. Then don't waste the pick. Pick a great player. Pick a Marvin Harrison. Pick one of the offensive linemen. Pick the pass rusher. Build a good team. Get good players in the building. You look back at that draft class that was supposed to be the draft class of all time. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Williams, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. And look at the players that went after them. What the fuck does that look like now? Awful. Because teams reach for that quarterback. They reach for those traits. If you are not 100% certain, instead of Trey Lance, 49ers, take Micah Parsons. Take Penei Sewell. Like, this is one of those draft classes. It's like that one. That's, to me, unless you're 100% certain one of these guys is a Pro Bowl quarterback, take one of the badass players at the top of this group. Axe, what's up, man?
Yeah, like alluding back to the quarterbacks, usually I am skeptical about players that played for 5 or 6 years. Because Jaden Daniels was throwing touchdown passes to Brandon Ayuk in college.
Yeah.
So what
do you think the Commanders should do?
I definitely think they should take Jaden Daniels. My issue with Penix, although he's accurate, he has injury history, and the Commanders' O-line is already shaky. So, like, maybe they could potentially take a lineman if they don't go the Jaden Daniels route and then maybe take Drake May later on in the second round or something like that if he's available at that point.
Drake May ain't making it. He's not leaving the top five. But that other tier of quarterbacks is, and that's another one of my draft philosophies, is if you do not ask to take him in the top three, just wait till see who's there in the second. Get good players.
Yeah, best player available. Like, that's usually the best route. Because I remember the Ravens did that with Kyle Hamilton. People thought we were tripping.
But the reason the Ravens are always good because they always fucking do that. Where did they get Lamar Jackson? The end of the first round. Right. Basically second round. They waited. They get good players. Whoever is because they sit and wait for all these other teams reaching up for the splashes, reaching up for the quarterbacks. And they say, oh, you want to leave Ray Lewis to us? We'll take that. You want to leave Ed Reed to us? We'll take that. You want to leave Kyle Hamilton to us? We'll take that. That's what the Ravens do and have always done. So that's, yeah, man, the Patriots, number three. It's a new day in New England. Maybe they're not so trade back crazy. Are they just going to go ahead, take whichever quarterback is left over? What do you think, Tay?
I think in their situation, I keep hearing JJ McCarthy, and I think JJ McCarthy is a gotta build a great roster around him kind of quarterback. And this offense, it's terrible. You know,
it's
only bright spot they have is Andrew Thomas at left tackle. That's the only thing they really have, honestly. Worth mentioning.
Patriots, not the Giants. Patriots.
The Patriots. Yeah, if we take if Jaden Daniels goes Commanders, I think they kind of have to go Drake May. I think that they have to. They traded Mac Jones.
Bailey Zappi.
They kind of have to take Drake May. If it'd be different though, if the Commanders took Drake May. I don't know, for whatever reason, it'd be different though. But they kind of, if Drake May falls to them at three, they have to take him. Yeah.
So it's because it seems like everybody's kind of itching to get there. So we'll just go there. The JJ McCarthy mystery machine. So the Cardinals have said this number four pick is for sale. We are open for business. Please come get it. The Minnesota Vikings have maneuvered their way into having two first round picks. And on the venerable Jimmy Johnson trade value scale, real quick, tell you all what that means. Jimmy Johnson created a trade value scale as points. Basically, every pick has a point value. So that's how you bundle picks to trade up, trade down, do whatever. It's still used by the majority of teams today. The Minnesota Vikings, with the picks that they have accumulated, have just over 100 points past what that number four pick is worth. Now, does that mean, like in Madden, automatically, if the Vikings offer that exact deal, that the Cardinals are going to take it? Maybe, maybe not, but it means that they have a real fighting chance. And the thought is that perhaps the Vikings are coming up for JJ McCarthy. Another one who it sounds kind of insane, but this is an insane person I'm about to talk about. There are people wondering if maybe Jim Harbaugh makes a move and goes and gets his college quarterback who he loves dearly. And then how does that fallout happen? Do we have a three-team trade? Does Herbert end up in Minnesota? The Cardinals get to get some extra picks, and then the Chargers jump up and take JJ McCarthy. Because as you can see, Harbaugh is ejecting players left and right off that fucking team since he got there. Furthermore, the Giants brought in Russell Wilson for a visit. There's a lot of places mock drafting JJ McCarthy if he gets packed his fourth pick to the Giants, who will then have the most expensive backup quarterback in the history of the NFL. Which team, if there was going to be a move or he was going to go 4, 5, 6, where do we think JJ McCarthy is, or is it nothing? Or does JJ McCarthy go 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, kind of where he's projected? Does JJ McCarthy end up on one of these teams? What do you think, X?
Well, I think the Giants will probably be the team to make sense. I wouldn't trade up for them. I'm not impressed. Any quarterback that had to hand the ball off 27 straight times in the game, like, I'm not going to take him in the first round, personally.
In big games, where you're like, I need my best player to go out there and get this done.
Yeah, he doesn't really have standout moments. Yeah, like, he's just a guy. Like, he's – I hate to use the term game manager, but I feel like they'd be drafting Trent Dilfer in the first round. He ain't, like, a difference maker. But I don't know. Like, it's just – I would say the Giants would be smart. I guess Minnesota. I wouldn't trade up for him, though, but the best thing for him would be Minnesota. I don't see the Chargers moving on from Herbert. Although Harbaugh is getting players out of there, I don't see Herbert being one of them.
I just don't know. I don't know if Herbert's has the personality that'll mix with Jim Harbaugh.
What kind of personality do you need? Herbert's quiet. He just plays football.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Is JJ McCarthy any different? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, he's a rah-rah guy. Harbaugh's fucking insane.
The Vikings would be a contender if they got Justin Herbert. That would be a terrible trade.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible. They would set themselves back 5 years if they did that. That'd be pretty bad, honestly.
But, you go back to the question, though. Did they not have a stacked roster? Have they won a single fucking thing?
They haven't.
I'm just saying. True. What do you think of the is somebody jumping up to this number 4 pick to get JJ McCarthy, or do you think the Giants could possibly take him and have the most expensive backup quarterback in the history of the NFL?
Well, I know the Giants, they said the Giants got their eye on JJ. I really don't know. I don't think you want to move up to take him. Personally, I don't see the hype with him. I know his draft stock's been on the rise recently. I've never really seen the big hype with him. He's never been somebody that I was truly truly looking at as a top prospect. So, it's the draft, right? So teams tend to make some hasty decisions and that come back to bite them in the ass sometimes. I don't think you need to trade up to get JJ McCarthy. I think wherever he lands naturally would be where he's supposed to be. I don't think he's somebody you have to go above and beyond to try to, try to get. So I honestly think the more I hear about the Giants, like keeping an eye and having interest, I think that's because that's where he's likely going to end up. And I think it's just easier for them to say, we're keeping an eye on him. And I don't think there's any other team out there that's really clamoring to get him. I could be wrong.
That's what I told my man. I talked to my old head, who's a Giants fan, about this. To me, taking JJ McCarthy when you already have Daniel Jones is just going from mid to mid. I don't get it. They got Kayvon Thibodeau and then they added Brian Burns. Like, take the best lineman, take the best pass rusher, and now you have an identity on this team. Now you have a position group that's top 10. You know what I mean? Like, get good players, get a defensive back, one of the best, get the best defensive back that's available. Then you have a solid defense. You have an identity. Just going from one mid quarterback to another mid quarterback, I don't know what you're doing or where you're going with it. I guess that's the next question that I wanted to ask you guys when we're talking about should they trade up, who should take who, what should do what, is do you guys think, and I guess the consensus answer here is no, do you guys really think that JJ McCarthy is in another tier than the other second tier quarterback? Because it kind of seems like it's Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Well, it seems like it's Caleb May, Williams, Gap, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Gap, JJ McCarthy by himself, Gap, Bo, Bo Nix, Michael Penix. Do you guys think JJ McCarthy is really should be separated from those other two guys? Because I don't think so. And therefore, I think you should just take whichever one of them is still there in the second round. That's just me. Tay, what do you think?
Yeah, I do, because I think he's the most safe. I think he's the most safe prospect outside of Caleb Williams. I think he's the most safe, like, not as far as Boomer, but, like, he doesn't have the boom to him. He doesn't seem like a bust either. Like, he's just the most safe. Like, if you draft him, he could be your quarterback for a few years. Like, I don't know about, you know, being a game changer or anything like that, but, like, game manager. Like, that's pretty much, he's safe. Like, not going to take care of the ball. He's not going to.
So, a team like the Giants, that doesn't really make a ton of sense.
It doesn't. For
a team like the Vikings to trade up, it does make some sense.
It does. Vikings, yes. Giants, no.
What do you think, True? Is JJ, should he be in a different tier than the other two guys, or are teams tricking themselves here?
I think they're tricking themselves, personally.
Yeah.
I've thought that for a while, like, just because, like, as soon as I started hearing his name and where people, you know, projected him to go, and I was like, I don't see that shit. Like, I don't see it. I didn't see it at all. So I do think a lot of people kind of fooling themselves a little bit. I guess the Vikings. I did see something about, like, the Vikings trying to trade up, you know, to – I think I saw somebody say the Vikings and the Broncos were both trying to trade up to get quarterbacks.
Well, the Broncos fucking need to, because good God.
Yeah, well, nobody ever.
We got some all-time stinky offenses coming up this year.
This is gonna be trash.
Lord man. Christ.
There's nothing, even that thing, there's nothing these guys can really do to help. Some of these quarterbacks, I don't think, you know, some of the teams they're going to. I don't think there's Broncos, anything you can really do.
Patriots, Giants, even the Chargers, other than Herbert, because what the fuck? They traded every starter on the offense.
You don't think the Chargers are gonna have a good offense?
Who's playing receiver?
Who's playing running back?
That's what the draft's for.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the draft's for.
This ain't no plug and play shit.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what the NFL draft is.
No, not with the Chargers.
They're gonna be able to get
it. They draft Malik Nabers, their offense isn't dramatically better. No.
Than what it is right this second.
Yes. Dramatically better.
Which is still not good. You're going from a 0 to a 5. Yes, that's a dramatic increase.
That's like putting some rims on a beat up Honda Accord and putting some rims on it and be like, look, this is a brand new car. Like, nah.
It is dramatically better, but it is still not good.
Like, this offense can easily be good. I see the vision. They have draft picks. It's not like they don't have any draft picks. They have a top 5 pick. If they want to, they could move back. They could stockpile them. They have a top 5 pick right now. Like, I don't think the Chargers offense is going
to
be bad.
I can't wait for them to take Brock Bowers, and then we just get on here and you'll just be staring off into space.
I mean, Brock Bowers makes them better too. I highly doubt they'd do that. Anything makes them better, yeah. I don't think
the anything does make them better. You're right.
And this team's gonna run the ball next year.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They're gonna run the ball. This is gonna be a good offense next year. They could be a top 10 offense.
I'd almost be interested in seeing them take a top lineman right there and just like I said, creating strength. I mean, shit. If you get an amazing offensive line and you got a quarterback with that kind of arm talent. They just get whoever to play receiver, get whoever to play running back, and they'll be opening up. You know, the pass protection will be great. Give those guys because if you have less talented receiver, then they just need a little more time to get open. So I'd be interested in seeing them do that too. Protect Herbert. Axe, JJ McCarthy, should he be considered over Bo Nix, Michael Penix, or do you think teams are kind of deluding themselves by maybe moving up to get him?
Definitely deluding themselves, feel he's completely overrated. Like I said, injuries and lack of mobility is the only thing that concerns me with Penix. If you put Penix on the Minnesota Vikings, I think he does well due to that receiving core. it'll be similar to what he had in Washington. So I'm higher on Penix, but it's just those two things. Bo Nix, it was a lot of bubble screens and things of that nature, not a lot of downfield attacks at Oregon. I'm not really moved.
Like, no, I watch him every week. He aired it out all year. Not gonna let you say that.
But
aired it out all year.
That offense is quite a bit different these days, with Lanning in there. But I will say, have we ever seen a guy come out of? Well, never mind.
Yeah, all the 6 year guys. I'm highest on Jaden. Like I said, it's a gap. I think Penix is going to be better than McCarthy. I don't see it with McCarthy at all. He has to get in like a perfect situation. Like his ceiling, in my opinion, I'm trying to think of like a quarterback. Like he's fortunate, he'll have like a Matt Schaub type of career. Like if he's fortunate.
Wow. That's... All right.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we know who is a high, worthy top three draft pick, a number one draft pick, and that's DAR Sports Media. And that's why the United Football Media made DAR its number one draft pick. We are hosting United Football Media. Tell me about it. Every Monday at noon, this week's episode is up right now. Check out the United Football Media YouTube page. We here on DAR Sports Media, other than that, are coming to you just about every other day right now. Check out right now. We already have posted Hooping and Hollering, our weekly NBA pod. This is Football Friday coming out this weekend. The Week in Wrestling. Going to sound kind of like a repeating beating drum at this point. Is it not true? Because the same things, the same trends just seem to continue.
In so many ways.
Please. Check us out in all of these places, and you're going to have even more places to check us out pretty soon. More news on that. Believe it. Be looking out for it. And remember that the world of the number one draft picks, DAR, never stops.